And now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Wow! What is going on in the election all over America? Hard to believe. It's like we're in the overtime of the Super Bowl. These teams are tied, and somebody's going to win. But right now, folks, it's a crapshoot. It's unbelievable. I'll tell you, I've seen some close elections over the years. Nothing like this. National polls across the country, most polls show virtually a dead heat in the national compilations, a dead heat. Number one. Number two, this election looks like it's focused down to about four states in this country, Ohio being the big state. Nobody's won the presidential election going back to the 1920s if they've not carried Ohio. Well, it's a knockdown drag out there. Now the endorsements are coming out. Endorsements all over the country from newspapers on this Sunday are making their choices. Interesting that the endorsements. Salt Lake City. Now Mitt Romney is a Mormon. He spent tons of time in Salt Lake, bailed out the Olympics in Salt Lake, the Winter Olympics, has huge ties to Utah, right? Today, the Salt Lake City Tribune endorses Barack Obama. They say, we got too many Mitts. You can't tell which Mitt is coming to the table. Too many Mitt Romneys. Can you believe that? The Salt Lake City Tribune, conservative state, conservative paper, a paper that has, or a city at least, that has tremendous ties to Mitt Romney, they go and endorse Barack Obama for president of the United States. Now we switch to Iowa. Iowa, a more liberal state, generally goes Democratic, right? Today, the Des Moines Register, the largest newspaper in the state of Iowa, endorses Mitt Romney. So this thing is all over the map, and I'll tell you what. It is way too close to call. And here's what may happen. I'll tell you, if you didn't think it got any closer and more convoluted, check this out. We could well see a split in the popular vote and the electoral vote, just like we did in 2000. It could be reversed this time around. There are many consultants who watch this very, very closely who say there's a fair chance that Romney could win the national vote. He would get the largest number of votes throughout this country, but because of the Electoral College and because of the states in play, that Barack Obama could win the election in the Electoral College. Boy, wouldn't that be something? Republicans would go absolutely nuts, just like Democrats did in the Al Gore, George Bush run back in 2000. Remember the hanging chads, the recount in Florida, the Florida Supreme Court? Is just about to rule that Gore wins the election. The U.S. Supreme Court rips it away from Florida in a legal procedure that's never been done before, and in their own words, they'll never do again. They give the election to George Bush. We can see the same thing happening, and most polls at this moment, like I say, suggest that Mitt Romney is in the lead nationally. If you look at these nine swing states, there's a narrow edge to President Obama. So, like I say, we could see Obama regaining the presidency by winning 270 votes, which is more than what you need in the Electoral College. Mark McKinnon, who is a Republican consultant, happen to know Mark, has a lot of credibility. He says there's a 50-50 possibility or more that this could happen. Here's William Gadsden, senior fellow at the Brookings Institute, who watches these items very close. Fairly conservative institute, says if the election were held tomorrow, it wouldn't be just a possibility, it could be an actuality. So anyway, that might be more fodder for those who want to abolish the Electoral College, saying, look, time and time again, democracy is supposed to be based on the will of the people. Majority vote for one candidate, the other candidate wins, particularly if Mitt Romney loses the election and wins the popular vote. He wins the popular vote, but he loses the Electoral College. Now, some people are saying, gosh, let's abolish this Electoral College. And quite frankly, if you look at national polls I did in the last couple of days, 75% of Democrats and 53% of Republicans say the Electoral College is outmoded. It was put in place by our founders during a time when there was a real lack of communication, where it took many days often to travel to the nation's capital, that it's an archaic time, is completely out of date. Well, here's where you get into this morass, and you get down to the quicksand, okay? If the popular vote is going to win, then should a majority govern in Washington, D.C. that is based on the popular vote? Here's what I'm saying to you. If you look at the United States Senate, every state has two U.S. senators, no matter how big or how large. So you've got a population in California of 40 million. You've got a population down here in my home state, Louisiana, of 6 million. Yet each of those states has two U.S. senators. It means my vote, as far as the Senate in Washington, or my senator's vote, my state's vote, is worth five times more than if you live in California or, say, you live in New York. So you get into this murky area of, if you're going to change the Electoral College for president, what do you do about the U.S. Senate, where there's also this unbalance where smaller states have much more stronger influence in the Senate than you have if you had a popular election where, you know, 6 million voters would be one-fifth the amount of stroke as, say, 40 million voters, right? And then it's what's interesting to read is you hear the Electoral College or the single vote. Well, that helps the rural states, the South. The U.S. Senate in Washington, D.C. is controlled by the Democrats, right? So the South, where you have just two senators, you'd think there'd be the Senate being controlled by the more conservative bloc. Actually, it's not. The more Democratic makeup is in the House of Representatives, controlled by the Republicans. The more narrow breakup that gives smaller states, southern states in particular, more authority, that's controlled by the Democrats. Just doesn't make any sense. But that's how it's going to be. It's a countdown now. We're winding down to where it's just a few days to go. I don't know if you voted yet. Many, many people have voted this time around. They say as many as 40%, maybe 50%. Of all votes will be cast before Election Day, Tuesday, November the 6th. If you've not voted in most states, as we're talking here to you today, most states still have a way for you to vote early. My home state of Louisiana, I think we have until Tuesday to vote. I'm going to try to vote Monday or Tuesday because I'll be doing some broadcasting over the weekend. I'll be on several media outlets throughout the country. And if I can't, I'll go vote early. I did that. You know, I used to be the Secretary of State of Louisiana. I was the Chief Elections Officer. And under that old law, you couldn't absentee vote unless you could give absolute assurances that you're going to be out of the country. And so what I had to do on Election Day was the polls open at 6 a.m. I lived 2 hours drive where my official residence was, little town of Faraday, Louisiana, right across the river from Natchez, Mississippi. So what I would do is get up at about 2:30, quarter of three, drive the 2 hours up to my home parish, Concordia Parish, Vidalia, Faraday, Louisiana. I would vote in my polling precinct, which is precinct one, in Ward one, which is out on a little gravel road up on a lake where there was maybe 50 people that voted up there. I was the first person to vote. And then I'd get in the car and drive all the way back to the state capitol in Baton Rouge so that I could then go ahead and run the election process. So I had to make an effort. I had to drive 4 hours round trip just to get the privilege to vote. So you got to vote. Hope you'll vote. Please vote, folks. Either vote early or vote on Election Day. Hey, we got a full show today. So much to talk about. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com, where I write a column each week. You can sign up for our newsletters. Coming on back and talking about more politics, so much more on the Jim Brown Show. Freshen up your coffee, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Working on a home or residential painting project? Then there's only one name you need to know. PPG. PPG has earned the respect of professionals and homeowners alike because we combine the latest paint technology with expertise and knowledgeable service. PPG offers a broad range of primers, paints, stains, and specialty products to meet all your needs. Available at either our PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints Company-owned store or independent dealer locations throughout the U.S. Each PPG product comes with the customized service you deserve to make sure you get the right fit for the job. And choosing colors has never been easier thanks to the PPG Voice of Color system that helps users discover colors that match their personality. So for the best quality products, excellent service, easy-to-use color tools, and great results, visit your local PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints location today.
What's going on with food prices? Have you noticed how your favorite ice cream is now 14 ounces instead of a pint? Round-trip airfares into 9 major cities has increased 44% in just 1 year. Ask your 18 to 25-year-old what it costs to buy some nice, fashionable jeans. $300? And yet not one person in 100 realizes these prices reflect government spending and Federal Reserve Bank dollar printing. Gold in the last 10 years has increased 450%, while the dollar's purchasing power is declining daily. My name is Daniel Larson. I work at Midas Resources. To learn more about how gold and silver can protect your dwindling purchasing power and your IRA accounts, call 1-800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. Daniel Larson, 800-686-2237, extension 134.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous 4-herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, coming up Tuesday, November the 6th, the whole key to this election coming up nationwide, folks, I would suggest to you, is the ground game. It's hard to believe there are many undecided voters out there. There may be some who haven't paid that much attention who will go in and probably more interested in a down-ballot race and flip the switch on either Republican or Democrat, either Romney or Obama. But I've got to feel that most people have pretty much made up their mind. The key for who's going to, and as I said before at the beginning, earlier hour, we're down to a 50-50 split. This country is split right in two in terms of who their preferences are. So what happens in a case like that? You get down to the ground game, getting your voters out. How do you motivate and get people to the polls? Everybody says they're going to vote, but they get busy. Election day's on a Tuesday this time around. In a number of states, they have Saturday elections, but the national election is always the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November. And so a lot of people in this changing world, they have shifts, maybe be working all night, and depending on when the polls open, and it varies state to state, which is certainly a question some people are raising. Why isn't there uniform poll hours? There's not. So depending on your state, you may be going to work, you may be coming home from work, and the times make it very difficult for you to vote. You got kids you got to take care of. You got young kids. Who's going to babysit? You just can't leave them in the car while you go in and vote. Some mothers take their child right in. By the way, older children, in most states, I believe, you can take a child into the voting booth. I always try to take I took my children in, try to take some grandkids in now so they can see how the process works. They can understand why it's so important to work and physically just how you go vote in this day and age. Well, the key is how do you get your voters to the polls? I've had some experience with that. I'd share a little bit with you. I was an elected official, statewide elected official in Louisiana for over 20 years, almost 28 years. And one of the key elements was getting your people to the polls. You could, through the polls and through your sense of where you were running, have an idea where your strengths and weaknesses were. How do you get those folks to the polls? You know, back in the 1970s, I was a state senator in Louisiana. At that point in time, it was legal for the voting commissioners there where you go vote to wear your pin or your button. Sometimes I knew them. They volunteered to do it. That's been outlawed now because it's not right. It is a partisan flavor to influence the voter who comes in. Maybe they're undecided. They see four poll watchers on there saying Jim Brown for dog catcher. They're more likely to maybe pull that lever. What I would do back then, I'd get up again at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. I'd have some fresh hot donuts made by a local donut store where I live. I'd get boxes of donuts, and I'd make those rounds. I'd go to every voter precinct and tell those poll watchers, those poll commissioners, look, appreciate the work you're doing. I know it's hard to be here for the whole day. Here's a hot box of donuts for you. I know you got your copy. These are hot donuts. And, oh, by the way, would you wear my button? Well, most of them would, quite frankly. So that was an unfair edge, but it was legal. And that was my way to try to convey to voters coming in, hey, vote for me. And then other procedures went through. It gets very sophisticated this day and age. You see, in most locations throughout the country, you can have a poll watcher. If you're a candidate, you can designate a poll watcher to sit there to listen, to be sure that voters are not being influenced, that the poll commissioners are not doing anything that is illegal or out of the ordinary. The poll watcher cannot say anything, but the poll watcher can sit there. And when you go in to vote, you'll notice they will call your name out. That poll watcher can have a list of all the registered voters in that precinct and check off your name as you vote. And then in a number of, you'll see this in counties in these very tight elections. In Ohio, you're going to see this. About every 2 hours or so, someone comes by and picks up the list from the poll watcher as to who's actually voted. They'll take that back to a headquarters, a center, and they can check off on their master list who's voted and not voted. If you're in an area that you think voters are going to vote for you, if you've identified your voters, you can start calling and say, hey, Ms. Thompson, I see you haven't voted yet. Sure hope you'll go to the polls. Do you need a ride? Can we get someone to come pick you up? Well, sure important to vote. And then about 3 o'clock, again, a route will be made. Those calls will come in. Often, some VIP or prominent Democrat or Republican will have a recorded message on. So if you're a Republican, or let's say you're a Democrat, you may have a recorded message from Barack Obama saying, it's very important you vote. I understand you haven't voted yet. I'd consider it a personal favor if you go vote. It's all recorded. And so those voters who have not voted yet, in areas that have been identified by strong Democratic areas, they'll get that robocall, you see, and they'll do that at 5 o'clock. They'll do it right up to the closing time of the precinct. Most precincts close at 8 o'clock, 7 or 8 o'clock at night. And an hour before, they're still calling you to help you get out and vote. There'll be sound trucks in some neighborhoods. I've seen people use sound trucks to blare, get out and vote in the neighborhoods that you think are favorable to you. So these ground games are extremely important. And you're going to see this in key battleground states. Obviously, Ohio, you're going to see it in Iowa, New Hampshire. You're going to see it in Virginia, in Pennsylvania, out in Nevada, all swing states that could go either way in this election, and they'll be pushing those ballots right up until the last minute. Then you've got the situation of counting the absentee ballots. In some key states, including Ohio, I believe the absentee ballots can come in the mail because, you see, they send those out to people in the military, people working overseas. Those out-of-the-country ballots can be counted up to 15 days after the election. How about this scenario? It all comes down to Ohio. That's going to swing the election for the Electoral College. The vote is very, very close, a matter of 100 or so votes, and there's 1,000 absentee votes that have not been opened yet. We could see going through weeks of waiting for those ballots to be opened to see who's going to win this election. That's the worst-case scenario. I would say that's not going to happen, but there's a very good chance, as I said in that last segment, talking about what consultants are saying all over the country, that it looks like the national vote, if you look at those polls, is very close, leaning to some degree towards Mitt Romney, to some degree towards Romney, whereas the 6 or 7 key swing states looks like they are to some degree leaning towards the president. So this unbelievable scenario that we went through in 2000, we could see it happen again to where Romney would win the popular vote, the president would win the Electoral College and go in for 4 more years. There's never, by the way, been an incumbent who was elected under the process of the electoral, who lost the popular vote. Never been an incumbent who lost the popular vote but was reelected by the Electoral College. This happened the other way around. We obviously saw that in the Bush-Gore election in 2000. So it's going to be a barn burner. I'll be broadcasting on election night, and we'll have a chance to talk a lot more about this in one more program before the election comes down. Hey, this is Jim Brown. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. Sign up for email alerts there and have some fun on the website. I'm going to come back and talk about do slogans make a difference, and what do you do about your kids? Can you use this election to talk to your kids about the process? We'll talk some more. Freshen up your coffee, and I'll be right back on the Common Sense Show.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
You think these political slogans, every candidate's got a slogan, how they're going to change America, how they're going to change their part of the country, and they all try to use slogans to influence you. Do these slogans work, and how do they use these slogans to pop up and make them work? Don Mann is with me right now. He's president of Right Mann Consulting, the author of an interesting new book we're going to talk about called Okay, God, Now What? I'd like to ask God about this election coming up here to get his thoughts about what's going on. But let's talk to Don Mann first. Don, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning, Jim. Thank you for asking me. I'm glad to be here.
Well, Don, tell me, we hear all these political slogans all the time and where people try to get some catchy phrase to be their mantra to get people to vote for them. Tell me, if you will, do these slogans work, and what's your view of all the political slogans? We're hearing them everywhere right now.
Yes. Matter of fact, you're only hearing them, you're hearing more of them, and they're more negative than they were before. So that the process is going on like it has been always. The reason that they use slogans and catchphrases is because that's the way the human brain operates. They're trying to match with the current catchphrases and attitudes and emotions that you already have inside of you and trigger them so that you respond from emotional level to those advertisements, because that's the way the human being works. That's how you make decisions. That's how you move forward in anything, is linking to your emotions. And so the fruit of it is that the top levels of science, Madison Avenue, psychotherapy, neurology, all of these experts are being applied to develop the most catchy, the most mind-triggering, and unfortunately, the most mind-numbing slogans they can do.
Yeah, we sure got them out there. Now, do you think, Don, from your experience, does the negative slogan work better or the positive slogan, or can you turn either around? You seem to have a lot more negativity out there now. What seems to work better?
Well, first of all, way back in the Andrew Jackson's political campaign many years ago, there was full of negative campaigns. They've discovered that a negative campaign is 4 to 10 times more effective at persuading people to vote for their candidate than any other method.
I guess people's emotion, they get mad about the system, things aren't working for them, and maybe they relate that to the politicians, and so you build up a negative theme that really incites people all the more, I guess. Does that make sense?
Yes, that's right. What happens is that your self-identity is the key to all of this. The stronger your self-identity and the more valid the basis of your self-identity, the more you can resist fears from triggering you into emotion. But as they trigger you, they keep hounding you with these things. They keep painting vivid images that trigger things in your mind to get you into fear. Now, the problem with that is that when you get into fear of any kind, you go into the automatic panic flight response. Your brain shuts down. You no longer can think clearly, and you're looking only at that candidate as your savior. So that's what happens. That's what they're trying to do in these processes, and it's the way that most human beings operate most of the time.
Well, Don, can you give me a few specific examples? Can you look at the election either now or past elections, maybe going back to John McCain and Obama 4 years ago? Give me an example of some slogans that either are very effective or maybe miss the mark.
Well, that's sort of tricky because you have positive slogans like right now for Mr. Obama, it's forward. For Mr. Romney, it's believe in America. You know, back it was change. And so there was a famous one called Tippecanoe and Tyler too. It had to do with the battle that Harrison won, and that was where that slogan came from. The slogans that they use, those positive ones, only comprise 1 to 5% of the negative or of the political campaigning process. The rest of the 95% or so of it is full of negative images and pictures designed to trigger you into fear.
I'm not knocked over. First of all, with Obama, you say change. Well, I guess my response, if he hit me with that, was, look, Mr. President, we heard that 4 years ago, and things haven't changed very much, you know. And then with Romney, believe in America. Well, that's one of the problems with this campaign. We're struggling to define what we believe in. What are our values? What is the role in America in terms of the rest of the world? Are we exceptional? And so I guess the question I'd ask Romney is, it's easy to say believe in America. Mr. Romney, Governor Romney, what kind of America, what level of America do you want us to believe in? So I guess it's tough to come up with a generic slogan that really incites people and really gives us a point of reference.
Well, the purpose of a slogan is to encapsulate a lot of ideas. As you just described, the more free-form those ideas, the better. Remember, a famous one was, I like Ike.
That's
okay,
right.
And so that was talking about President Eisenhower after World War II. Now, that was a very powerful slogan because when you went into the voting booth and the only thing you could think of was, I like Ike, guess who you're going to vote for?
The guy you
so
like.
That was a very powerful and effective one, but it was very general. I mean, you like, what do you like his shoes? Do you like his style? Do you like what he's going to do? You know, like his message? It's very, very, very ambiguous, but it appealed to people, triggered things in them at that day that worked for them. And part of what happens in the campaigning process, and we're seeing that, we've been seeing it all along, which is why some people don't even know what the primary slogans are for Mr. Obama or for Mr. Romney, is because they're constantly searching for the messages that appeal to people. But you remember, a slogan is not just one word. The definition of a slogan is that it is a statement that encapsulates a lot of big ideas. For example, the Pledge of Allegiance is also a slogan. So it appeals to people, talks a lot of big things, and works in it. The thing to understand is that it works with your mind, number one. Number two, this is the greatest advertising campaign on the planet right now, the presidential elections in the United States. And all the top guns of advertising and manipulation and control in messaging and imagery is being put forward in this political process.
Well, they sure are. And the, gosh, the money driving this thing. You know, I hate to admit it, I was a statewide official in Louisiana, and I figured up here recently the money I spent over maybe 5-6 statewide campaigns. I spent over $8 million, which I think is outrageous, and wish I could go back and salvage all that money that I didn't have. I was able in the system to raise it from supporters. But, I mean, today they're raising billions of dollars to get this message across. Boy, it's a public relation agency's dream to have those kinds of resources out there to develop all these slogans along the line, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. Well, actually, they bought up all the free time that's available right now and all the media bases for it. I think it's one thing to understand is that if people don't contribute money to their favorite politician, then that politician has to go to other sources for the money that may not be the best for the people. You got to think about that a little bit. But remember, the purpose of the campaign process, particularly the negative messaging that goes on, is designed to get you to operate out of fear. And when that happens, you can't think rationally and clearly, and you get highly emotionally involved. You can't even have discussions about it because you can't think clearly. And that's what they want. And so as this comes down to the end, the messages are coming out more and more and more. I live in the near Philadelphia area, mostly all Democratic areas, but it doesn't make any difference. The messages are coming across all the time. We're not a swing state, but we're still getting buried with these messages.
And Pennsylvania was a swing state, but is it looking right now, is it going more towards Romney? Is that right? Or what is the latest you've seen on your swing state? We've got some listeners up in the Pennsylvania area.
Okay. Right now, what I've been seeing is that it's still, as a state, looks like it's going to go for, you know, it's still more blue, but there's a lot of red portions to it. So it depends on really what happens with the voters and how they think about what they're doing and what aspect they're going to be. Remember, the purpose of the political campaign process is the way that it's represented is that this person is your savior. This is why I'm going to vote for them, to get out of all the things that I fear solving my problem. And that's also your problem because you're not thinking clearly and you're looking for some other source other than God for your salvation. And as a result, you're easily triggered by all the emotions that are going on in the process. And so it's a combination of things that builds the self-identity of a person so they can look logically at what's going on and the way that it's going.
I'm telling listeners, we're talking to Donald Mann. He is a consultant with Rital Mann Consulting Firm and author of an interesting new book. We want to come back and talk about it. Okay, God, now what? And I want you to give a little thought and some ideas along that line. By the way, I want to tell our listeners you can get that book by going to our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. That's jimbrownusa.com. Don's book is up there, and you can get full order information and everything like that. So interesting to compare that to politics, Don, when we're talking about political and so on, to see what God thinks about a variety of things, if you'll share that opinion with us. So, Don, hang on. We'll be right back.
Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
If you're a contractor working at homes built before 1978, you could be fined. Fined up to $37,500. $37,500 per day per violation. If you're a landlord or property manager with rental properties, properties built before 1978, you too could be fined. Fined up to $37,500. $37,500. We're Kachina. Kachina Lead Paint Solutions. Helping contractors and landlords comply with the new lead paint laws. Avoid the penalties. If you work on pre-78 houses, you must certify your firm. You must be a certified renovator to test for lead paint. If positive, you must use lead safe work practices. You must keep a tight paper trail in case of an audit. This law is enforced by the EPA or your state. If you remodel or rent properties built before 78, call Kachina for free information and a free phone audit. Call 888-800-5224. 888-800-5224. KachinaLeadPaintSolutions.com. Call is free. The audit is free. 888-800-5224. Kachina Lead Paint Solutions.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-939-8955. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
We've been talking about this election coming up with Donald Manns, the CEO and president of Right Man Consulting. Written an interesting new book that really has some lessons learned about the political situation today. The book is called Okay, God, Now What? You can find the book on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Hey, Don, can we swap from dirty politics to religion? How about that?
Absolutely.
All right. And give us the focus of this book. Interesting book. I had a chance to read a good bit of it over the weekend. And when you talk about, oh, God, now what? Interesting, though, you raise some questions in your book about practicalities in terms of our lives, about controlling our own destiny, and trying to make a focus of what God may want, but relying on your own abilities. You say, for example, that luck is highly overrated. And so why did you write a book like this to begin with?
Okay, let me tell you how I got to write the book was the book, the title, Okay, God, Now What, talks about really two things. First of all, I'm in trouble. I'm looking to God for answers because it's bigger than anything I can see that anybody or anything can help me with. And that's exactly what happened to me years ago. I was a corporate executive. I walked into my boss's office, and I went in happy and came out absolutely numb. And as I walked out in the hallway, another vice president met me, and here's what he said. Better men than you have tried to turn that plan around. So long it's been nice knowing you. So it was really a discouraging message. Not only that, it was halfway across the country. There went my family life. And it was a high-technology group of scientists and engineers who were locked in fear. Now, get these words. They were locked in fear so that they were angry, fault-finding, and accusing other people all the time of the problem. They weren't owning it. And so I had to go in there somehow and turn them around because nobody else on the planet knew the technology but them. And that was where the okay, God, now what came from. And as I did, I realized there was, first of all, if I was in fear in any way that I acted, either overt or subtle terms, people pick up fear. It's contagious. People read it very quickly. So I couldn't transmit fear, and somehow I had to transmit hope. So I knew that for myself, I had to create a success environment for myself. I didn't know anybody else that could help me out of this impossible situation except God. So I developed my own program, how to build my own self-confidence attitude with God. And you know what? We did it. In 6 years, we went from failing to $500 million in business.
Well, let me ask you a few questions. I'm not playing the devil's advocate, but I'm just trying to get a little more better explanation. You say, for example, in the book, that most people ignore the Bible because of anger towards God. Now, what do you mean by that, about we ignore the Bible because of anger towards God?
Well, a lot of people have been told that God's the problem for this, and that, and the other. We even have in the insurance industry, they call them acts of God, right?
Right.
Yet the greatest act of God was Jesus Christ who died for us. A theological concept that how does that appeal to me turning around a planet of people who have to be able to solve high technology problems and create inventions? Well, the issue is that God is there to help us. He's actually laid it on us, and we're the ones that need to go to Him. And we go to Him a variety of different ways, But people have been told that God's the source for all this stuff, and God does this and God does that, and they're bad things. So rightly we get angry at the source of where it is, or we were disappointed in prayer. Well, the issue is that just like with anything else, you got to learn to do it right. I can want to cook an egg, but if all I do is throw it on the ground and don't put any heat to it, it's not going to cook. And so there's a right way and a wrong way, and God's revealed how to deal with them through the Scriptures, particularly through the message of Jesus Christ. And the greatest thing he's given to us is a sense of identity that we get from Christianity, that we can balance ourselves with and against for everything else, and it changes your whole direction in what you do.
Yeah, I agree with you, and there's going to be a lot of listeners that disagree that God is not going to micromanage your life, and because if you allow that to happen, then when anything goes wrong, you blame the good Lord. And we've seen that through history, not just with individuals, but with countries, are saying, oh, my God, why have you deserted me? And, it comes down to an interesting question you raise this. You talk about how luck is highly overrated. Actually, I agree with that. I think you ought to make your own luck, and can't expect either luck or asking God, hey, help me in this endeavor. Give me this one favor, God, I'll leave you alone. Don't work that way, does it, Don?
No, it doesn't. It's more like plugging into a power source, and every time you look for something different, you're actually unplugging yourself. You know, the Bible has a story of Joseph, who was given a promise and went through a lot of terrible times before they finally got to be the answer of that. But it says that the whole time he remained faithful to the Lord. And so that God, luck, we call the term luck. There's a term that I prefer not to use. Is how you actually talk about blessing, because preparation with motivation, when opportunity comes, you can respond properly. Okay? And for me, the greatest example I have for that is when I got this terrible job assignment that I turned to the Lord. And I learned I had to get my thinking straight to be able to hear from him, because he can talk all day long. But if I'm not tuned in, I'm not thinking the way he is, I can't hear him, right? We have the classic expression of people who bought a VCR back in the day, and they couldn't operate it because they didn't take the time to read the instructions. And there's a guy by the name of Jim, who was a Vietnam vet returning back from Vietnam. He got into business. His job was into sales, but things weren't working. He was stuck. He didn't know what to do. His marriage was falling apart. His family was falling apart. And he got a copy of Okay, God, Now What? And when he saw immediately how scripturally based it was. And he'd been a minister for years within his church. But when he saw the applications in it, particularly when he saw an affirmation E, where it talks about, therefore, if any man be in Christ is a new creature, he had never seen it applied in such a way, which is what I learned how to do. And so as he started to do the affirmations in there, things started to turn for him. Here's how he described it for him. He said, prior to this, I was like a piece of paper blowing in the wind. I was up against the wall. I was up against the fence. I was tangled in the bushes. Nothing was working. Everywhere I went was going backwards. And I started to build this affirmations into me. And as I did, I became like a flag attached to a flagpole. And no matter how hard the wind blew, it was going to stay there. I mean, we're going to see this right now with Hurricane Sandy. We're going to see flags standing in the middle of a terrible storm because they're attached and made of solid stuff. He said, it's inside of him, something started to change. And you know what? As it started to change in him, his attitude toward business changed. His attitude toward sales changed. He started helping people better, and his sales grew. His marriage got better. First thing he noticed was there were no longer so many fights at home. Things in his life turned around because he started to do the affirmations. That's what he said happened to him when he did what was in Okay, God, Now What?
I got you. Now, let me hit you with this one. Now, this is interesting and a little confusing to me. You say, actually, the purpose of man is to fix the problems of God. Now, tell me what you mean by that.
Okay, way back in Genesis, God said to Adam, subdue and establish dominion over the earth and over everything that moves upon it. Now, dominion sounds pretty cool. That's keeping it running right. That's keeping it work right. That's like dusting your house on a regular basis, right?
Right.
Subdue is a battle war word. It means intense fighting, intense agony, intense pain and suffering to win something. He was telling him it's not going to be easy. You've got a challenge. You've got a difficulty. You know, a lot of theologians have different degrees about what was in the Garden of Eden, but there's nobody who disagrees what that word subdue means. It was the equivalent of World War I and World War II and whatever else put together all at one time. Talk about intense effort. And so what God gave Adam the assignment to was, you go into the earth, you establish my kingdom. Remember, the Our Father says, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. Man is the preeminent spiritual transmission vehicle for God.
Well, I hope there are lessons learned by those who want to lead us in so many professions who take on that undertaking, that we have a major purpose from the Lord and that we should seize that purpose. And I hope we're wise enough to wake up and deal with that. Don, got to go. Thanks for spending some time with us today. The book.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and I want to tell our listeners, the book is called Okay, God, Now What? Good Lessons for Life. You can get it on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Don, thanks for being with us. We'll have to do this again sometime in the future.
Hey, look forward to it, Jim. Have a great day.
Same to you. Interesting guy there, talking to Donald Mann. He's given us some lessons to apply to our daily lives, and I liked his comments about slogans, how these politicians try to influence how we think, what we do, and put it in perspective for us. So, by the way, on my website, www.jimbrownusa.com, if you can sign up for a weekly column that I write in the next hour. We're going to talk about the 50th anniversary of the Cuban Missile Crisis. 50 years ago this week, we had this confrontation involving Cuba with the Soviet Union. There's some eerie lessons to be learned in terms of the position we find ourselves in the world today. The Iranian conflict with Iran, who wants to have nuclear weapons, Pakistan. Pakistan has got a whole slew of nuclear weapons. We think they're our friend. Are we? Taliban actively operating there. So we'll talk about that in the second hour. We're going to get some national news for you and come on back. Got Alan Ames also checking in with us, our evangelist who's calling from Australia this week from down under, who's a healer. He heals people. And I'll tell you, he's pretty persuasive. So stay tuned with us. Freshen up your coffee. Check our email, our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Get yourself comfortable for another hour of the Common Sense Show here. Glad you're with us on this weekend.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNLive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.